Start your timer. It's time for the Wintrust Business Minute, sharing Chicago's business news of the day. Chicago-based United Airlines could finally see its level of traffic at O'Hare move above pre-pandemic levels this summer. The airport as a whole, though, is still lagging behind 2019 levels. United will likely see its total seat capacity climb 3% in July above pre-pandemic levels. That's according to Chicago Department of Aviation data. The report shows both of Chicago's airports had strong, steady year-over-year growth. Nearly 74 million passengers traveled through O'Hare last year, a roughly 8% increase over 2022. Midway saw more than 22 million passengers in 2023, a roughly 11% increase. Midway surpassed its pre-pandemic passenger total by about 5.5%, but O'Hare is still about 13% below the 2019 level. Battery technology company NanoGraph has leased a big warehouse close to its Near West Side headquarters. Cranes reports the company will build a new research and manufacturing facility there. The site's at 455 North Ashland, not far from the company's headquarters on Noble Street. The nearly 68,000-square-foot building will be used to make batteries for U.S. Army equipment. NanoGraph says 60 jobs will be added at the facility. NanoGraph's technology increases capacity for lithium-ion batteries. I'm Steve Grzanich, and that's your Wintrust Business Minute.